worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
I am just so full of aggression right now, I need to go wrestle a wild animal just to feel better about myself.
Kyle Mack.
All right, guys, I'm going to fake my own death eating peanut butter and bacon sandwiches on the toilet.
Mickey.
I can be an optimist sometimes.
Yeah.
And Lazy E.
Koopa. Yo, yo.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
More radioactive than a many megaton nuclear bomb. I'm not gonna specify.
No,
I didn't think about it all the way through, and I don't want to specify because whatever. It's a freak accident. I am the host. My name is Crisco. Welcome back. If you're a longtime listener, or hi, if you're new, this is our little show here that we do.
I can't see you wave. It doesn't work.
It's implied. Okay, it's implied. It works.
No,
this is my co-host. Not. We're calling him Crooked E now.
There's a reason.
There's a reason. We'll get into that. We also got Kyle Mack.
Hello, WRKC.
Yeah, right. And we've got Mickey, too.
Nobody likes politics.
No.
I'm going to fight you right now.
We are online at afreakaccident.com, also on WRKC. Now King's College Radio,
88.5
in the Wilkes-Barre area, and online at wrkc.kings.edu all the time. And again, our website, in case you missed it, afreakaccident.com. Send an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. We would absolutely love to hear from you. And I think we've got a jam-packed show tonight. Actually, I don't have to think it. I can look at these two pages of show prep notes and know that, yeah, we've got a jam-packed show.
And a quick thing, if you are a new listener, you can get a free sticker from us.
Yeah.
It's really simple. You just email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Just tell us your name, your address. We'll send it off to you. We'll even pay the shipping.
And then I will also send you many, many pieces of junk mail as well.
No.
So you can deal with that in time. But free sticker, that's the key.
We don't send junk mail.
Yeah.
You don't. I do.
No, you're not allowed to.
What are you going to
do? We're cutting
about
you
it?
Off.
Yeah.
This is my house, and this is all my equipment. You don't cut anything.
Don't worry. He's way too cheap to pay for that many stamps.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
I'm just sitting here thinking, like, who's going to spend the 42 cents to send these out? Because I... No.
It's not so much cheap. Poor? Sure. Broke? Absolutely.
I like the way you say poor.
Poor?
You say poor.
Poor. Poor.
You said fancy.
Yeah.
I know. What is that?
Well, I got to maintain some of my high society-ness as I hold my pinky in the air, you know.
Wave it like you just don't care.
Yeah. So why did we have to change your name again? Because some corporation somewhere doesn't like the fact that we were calling him by the name that he's always had, the name that he has all over social media and everywhere.
So I've changed.
So now he's Crooked E, even though he's still on social media everywhere as
the name
that shall not be spoken of on this show.
Just look for me online. go to afreakaccident.com.
I'm not changing the titles of your social media stuff. Like, that's all going to say the old name because what it is.
I'm not changing that because you remember years ago when I had to change my Lazy E name and put my real name in there?
You just said it.
Oh! You're going to hear this.
Yep. No, but when I had to change all my other names, remember when Facebook...
This is so comical, I'm sorry.
Remember when Facebook made us all change our names on social media?
Yeah, because they said our names were fake.
That's not real.
Who says Crisco's not a real name?
You know what I find funny? That never came across with my name. Now, people in real life will ask me if my name is fake a million times. Facebook never came up.
Really?
Not once. Nope.
They believe St. Pierre is real.
Yep.
Well, it is.
And then so is Mickey. Yeah. So it's fine. Whatever.
The mouse hasn't found you yet.
That's okay.
He's coming for you. Yeah, wait till that corporate issuance comes down.
It's spelled differently.
You can't call yourself Mickey anymore because that's too close to this other thing.
Here comes the cease and desist letter.
You gotta get a cease and desist. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what you get for still being in radio. Although Kyle's still in radio, and his name is Kyle Mack, and it ain't a thing.
I'm still standing. I have Kyle Mack. I got K-Mack. You guys want that name? Come and take it.
You know what it comes down to?
It's going to come and take it now.
Some people are dumb. Some people aren't. you work for the not dumb people.
Yeah, my people just said, hey, go have a good time. That was it. So, whatever. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you know, since you got this new name, you kind of have a new like persona about you. Like, you look different. Yeah, look shiny.
I could act all mean and everything like that. Just a whole new,
it's
like
a new character.
Yeah, all of a sudden you call me Crooked E, and then I'm like, I'm coming to get you. I turn into the ultimate warrior.
Are you still... Can we even say the word without the letter behind it, right? Like, I can say that.
If you say it with, like, a couple words in between...
What is the what is the legality? Like, do I have to have so many words between this word and then the letter E?
All right, so we'll go like this.
You say the first word, and I'll say the second part,
but
right?
Let me say words in between.
No.
Okay. Lazy.
Babylon.
We're poking the bear.
Yeah, let's stop poking the bear.
Oh, no, poke that bear.
I need to get paid.
I need a longer, thicker stick to keep poking that bear.
It's the Charmin bear.
I still need to get paid.
I was going to say, I think Adam needs a job.
And my name's not
sorry.
Who's Adam?
Yeah.
This is getting really...
Everything's just all over the place. How many names do you have now? You have so many aliases. Like when the FBI finally figures out what he's got going on in his basement and they take him down, there's gonna be the news report is just gonna have like a scrolling marquee of all the different things he's been called.
Just
over
say
the years.
AKA, yeah. AKA.
Well, let's see. Obviously, I have the name Mickey said. I have the one I can't say. I have Crooked E. Then there's a Mop Man.
Winston Wester Alfred Britton. You were that at one point.
Yeah,
don't forget.
I was in Cov.
Yeah.
That was part of that band. I was also Mickey Mouse. It was a weird kids rap group I was in.
You were Easy Lay.
Easy Lay, Ambitious E.
Yeah.
What?
Howdy.
Yeah, Howdy.
Talky.
Talky. There's too many.
I know. The list is long.
Oh, I had a wrestling name, too. It was AWOL. It made sense.
Why? You've never been in the army.
I'll have to show you a... No, no, AWOL, as in W-A-L-L. I actually... There's a video out there of us doing it in my friend's backyard. It is the funniest thing you'll ever watch, because we knew it was a joke. And we put on... We did a Royal Rumble, and I came running in once, and then my friend came running in once, then he came in again as the Tiki Man. He held a tiki torch and he put on this paper mask.
Please, God, get me this video. I need it.
It's in my house.
I need it in my life right now.
It's amazing.
It's going on YouTube. I hope you're aware of that.
Crap. Oh, man.
What do I do about all the stuff that's like already online with your old name in it?
That doesn't matter. That's not on the radio.
Neither is this half of the time.
Well, half of the time you can use it, I guess. I don't know. Change it on one and not change it in the other.
Oh, that's too much work. I'm not that ambitious. I don't have that much time on my hands. I mean, granted, being unemployed for the time being, I got a lot of time on my hands, but there's not enough hours in the day for that level of garbage.
You could call yourself Ambitious C. Wait a second.
So can I call myself Lazy C now? And that isn't a problem.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds derogatory, isn't it? Like,
look at me. I'm a lazy C. Look at me and consider my situation and tell me if it's wrong.
That's true.
Yeah, it just dropped on me right now. Okay. All right.
Like a murderer calling me a bum online.
Yeah.
She doesn't defend you.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, that lout, where does he get off? Wait, I know the answer to that question.
Yep, yep. You let that one really slide right
now. Bad joke's the bad joke.
You guys want to hear what we're talking about on the show this week?
I don't even know what happened.
Well, we're not talking about Westworld, unfortunately, because I don't watch it, but that ended this weekend, right? This last weekend?
I just finished it today.
Yeah. Oh, you watched it?
I saw the finale today, yeah.
How was it? Like, don't spoil anything, because I plan on seeing
it. A good sci-fi, like, show. Yeah, watch that.
I saw somebody online refer to it as Lost, if Lost decided not to screw their viewers.
I didn't watch Lost, but Stranger Things, maybe along the same lines as that. Like, it's not horror-y, but it's just, if you like sci-fi, you're going to love this.
All
and
right.
What's his face is in it? Anthony Hopkins? He's great in it.
One of the McPoyle brothers is in it. I know that from It's Always Sunny.
Yeah. That's who that guy is. I knew I saw him somewhere.
Yeah.
He's really good at this.
All right, I'm going to have to check it out then. I mean, because everybody was freaking talking about it. And I mean, Walking Dead's ratings have been way down. I think it's because it's been competing with that show, with Westworld.
It could be, yeah. And Westworld, I mean, it makes you question, like, yourself.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, when you watch it, like, you're like, could I be? And you just
wonder yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to feel like if there's bone in there or what. I don't want to ruin the show for you, but it's...
Yeah, please. Wait, just please don't, because...
Okay.
I plan
there goes part of it.
I'm gonna have to check it out, because it's I don't have HBO, but I will definitely... not illegally download that.
Don't illegally go to that pirate schmay site.
Yeah, don't look at that email I just sent you.
Yeah.
Oh man, what are we going to talk about today?
Since we're not talking about Westworld, because Kyle's the only one to see it, but that's a good review though. I'm gonna have to check it out. Mickey, we know you didn't watch it.
Nope.
We also we have a news update. A lot of news items to discuss and to run through.
Give me a tease on one of the stories.
O.J. Simpson's nickname is Stinky. The reason why will shock you.
Ooh, click to find out.
Yeah, that's listen bait right there is what that is. We've got 5 scientific myths that your entire worldview rests on. They're myths. They're not real, but you believe they're real.
So they're real.
Westworld.
Yeah, we just use that music for everything.
We've got some movie talk to get to, a bunch of new trailers coming out all over the place.
But are those movies real?
Pinch yourself.
No.
I'm not into self-harm. I want to die, but I don't want to be the one responsible for it.
Well,
moving on. We have, I mentioned the movie segment. Twitter has asked how 2016 can redeem itself. And of course, the lovely citizens of the internet have responded in kind. And we've got football to cover as well. All on this episode of A Freak Accident. Be glad you're here or else.
That's threatening.
A Freak Accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
News update.
There's so many things that happen in the world all the time. You need us to help you parse through all of it.
Well, if you don't have a newspaper, the internet, the news.
No, they have the internet. That's why they're here.
Well, if you're too lazy to look up the stories yourself, I guess we're good.
Here are some of the biggest news stories going on right now, and we're going to give you our thoughts on them.
He's drunk! He's drunk! What's on his head?
Well... The president-elect of the United States, Donald J. Trump. What does the J stand for, by the way?
That's a good question.
Jive.
Donald Jive Trump.
How great would that be?
You know what? That's now a fact. Somebody better put that on Wikipedia.
I'll get it tonight.
There you go. You go home and take care of that. But Donald Trump has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
It's weird because...
Hillary Clinton took second.
They're getting a recount, though.
They had Putin as one of the people, too, because people forget. It's not always for a good thing to be a Time Person of the Year. You're just...
In the news, yeah. Everywhere, yeah.
And can't argue it.
Well, of course, everybody instantly made the connection. Well, you know who else was Time's Person of the Year?
Hitler.
It was Hitler. Yeah, it's like, hey, guys, so was Obama, though, in 2008 and in 2012.
Did you see the thing... where people are pointing out that Time Magazine may have trolled Trump, they put his picture up there, and it's pretty strikingly similar to Hitler's picture. Like, the same pose and everything.
Oh, not even that. Did you see there's a conspiracy going where it says Time, and the M where it is by his head? If you look, kind of looks like devil horns if you squint.
Oh, it does look like that.
That's it. They're saying that Time did that on purpose. So I don't know.
He's the Antichrist.
Basically.
That's a little far-fetched.
No, he is.
Thanks, Kyle.
People said the same thing about Obama. They said the same thing about Bill. They said the same thing about Bush.
Yeah, if it's not your party in there, you think the world is going to end.
Of course.
But with this guy, he's kind of doing everything like, hey, I'm here now. So things might happen. I don't know.
So he's the Time Person of the Year.
He's the Time Person of the Year, yeah.
I saw a thing on CNN.
I mean, deserved, really.
Well, it makes sense when you go by what the qualifications are. Yeah.
Literally every person in the world is talking about him. Except for those random tribes in Australia that still don't have indoor plumbing. Like, they don't care.
They'll find out in 10 years when they see the Cubs won the World Series. CNN posted up an article afterwards talking about his diet. and it's KFC, McDonald's, and Taco Bowls. And I'm like, well, the Taco Bowls make sense because it's building a wall around the Mexican food. I've been waiting on that one for so long.
Is that a chicken or a dog?
It's a dog. Give me your cheeks. I'm going to do that with you. Here, Mickey, you do it.
No.
Do it.
Nope.
Mickey, one of your dogs got loose again.
My dogs are not evil like that thing.
Yeah, I know. Police in Bellevue, Washington have found a, quote, very angry dog wearing a shirt and pants.
At least he went out with style.
I love the picture of him. He looks so infuriated. Here, look at that.
You know, they probably stereotyped him because they're baggy pants.
Oh. So they found this mutt, and I guess they captured. He's extremely angry, though. A Jack Russell Terrier mix. Found wearing a sweater with baseballs on it and blue shorts.
So the dog was sedated before they got the clothes on him?
I assume so.
Well, Black Friday just ended. JCPenney had a huge sale. Yeah.
The dog was taken to King County Animal Services, which has placed him on a stray hold to see if his owner comes forward. His owner has until December 4th. After that, he will be given a temperament test, given a checkup at the vet, and neutered, then put up for adoption. So this dog is in for a world of hurt unless his owner shows up soon.
Actually, the dog was interviewed, and he had something to... He had a quick soundbite to say. Just play it every time.
I was so tickled by this story. You can see it for yourself. See the picture at afreakaccident.com. It is worth your time. Gotta give credit where it's due.
Yeah,
especially we get to brag about this, right? We're based out of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Of course, King's College Radio listeners know that already.
Just a little bit.
People listening to us on the podcast side of things, though, may not. But we have a celebrity on our hands here, another one from our area here, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, northeastern Pennsylvania. Ryan Ashley Mularkey, now the winner of Ink Master on Spike TV.
The first female winner of the show.
Yeah, first ever. So that's pretty cool.
Yay! She is on the other side of the river, though.
Oh, okay. So we're going to have like an East-West kind of thing, right?
You know how this works.
Yeah, the Romeo-Juliet, what were the two warring families in that?
The Capulets or
something
like that.
Yeah, the Capulets and the Montagues.
Yeah. I'm just happy I got that one right. Yeah. Okay, high five, everyone. Yeah. Yeah. Mickey, give me a high five on that. Yeah,
he was smart. He was not drooling into his notebook in like middle school English.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, this is me in middle school. To be or not to blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's like East-West, East Side, West Side, West Side Story kind of deal.
Or
yeah.
Tupac and Biggie, yo-yo.
I got nothing against the other side of the river, so whatever. Good for you, Ryan. Congratulations. Way to rep the hometown here well. And big deal, first female winner of that. I mean, she's a brilliant tattoo artist.
She's
so
fantastic, but yeah. I just feel so bad for her because... How many people are now going to go up to her and go, do you remember when we went to high school together and I never talked to you? Because it's going to happen a lot.
Yeah. Well, Mickey was even saying, all of a sudden, everybody we know from our hometown here is like, oh, I'm so proud of her, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, you all know her personally,
I bet.
Well,
that's my cousin's mother's friend that I met at Wegmans.
Yeah. Everybody all of a sudden is riding the wave of her fame.
Yeah, all I could think was, you know, when I was asking about where my mother could get a tattoo a few years ago, her name did not come up.
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad.
And you would think, because all these people are so close to her.
I know.
You know, like, they're all, like, besties with her. It's crazy. Where did all they come from?
You know what I say that is? That is a bunch of malarkey.
I knew that was going to come up.
Yeah! First one for you, kings! Yeah! 88.5
You said it wrong. You said it totally wrong.
You said like six callers there.
Yeah. WRKC.
88.5
Spirit fingers.
Totally wrong.
Don't care. It was worth it.
on the upside, hopefully she gets way more business now.
Yeah. Oh, she will. She won't be available for like a year.
That's fine.
Yeah, we will not, though, condescend and say that we know her, but we are going to try and get her for an interview.
Yeah,
so.
maybe get a free tattoo. That would be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
OJ, why do you keep doing this? OJ, why do you try?
He's such an idiot. OJ Simpson has an amazing name in prison. Because he is in prison. His name is Stinky. Do you want to know why?
Because he's stinky.
Because apparently he is incontinent. Which means he keeps peeing his pants and crapping his pants. And so the other prisoners call him Stinky.
This portion of our program brought to you by Depends.
I'm dizzy. God.
Dizzy.
Dizzy.
And the two is listed to names. You should have called you May. We should make this your name. Stink E.
If the diaper don't fit, you must quit. What happened? He was like one of the best running backs ever, and now he's the best running out of his backside.
He's still one of the best running backs. Running out the back.
He's so stinky. OJ Stinky Simpson.
OJ Stinky Simpson, that's right.
Oh my god, is there anything more to this?
No, next story.
That's it, that's the whole story. He grabs his pants, and so the other prisoners call him Stinky.
I guess, you know, they got him back.
Apparently it happens all the time. Well, nobody wants to share a cell with him.
Good form of defense.
That's genius, right?
Yeah, I'm just gonna pee my... He's like an animal.
I'm just gonna pee on myself. Nobody's gonna wanna, you know, take me in the shower.
Score one for OJ.
Yeah.
That's a weird song after that story.
What a transition, right?
Yeah.
Christmas time is here, though.
Song.
Or I'm sorry, holiday time. Mm. Right, don't want to exclude anybody.
Mm. Yes.
There are other holidays that happen.
Yes. But there's one thing that happens during holidays. A lot of people steal.
Yeah.
That's a big problem. And one store in Texas is having a big problem with that.
Winter, spring, summer, fall. No matter the season.
Christmas all the time.
It's Aaron Bright at the Christmas store in Tyler.
The Christmas store was originally opened in 1978.
Owner Angie Bowlington says thieves started going after one item long before she took over in 2013.
It's very startling.
It's not stolen trees, Santas, or even ornaments at the root of her shock.
What is your most stolen item in the store?
For years, it has been the baby Jesus.
Theft that comes without explanation, she says. No formula, no single baby Jesus targeted, but size doesn't stop some criminals. Outside Green Acres Baptist Church, you'll find a life-size nativity scene. Last year, Jesus went missing. A new doll has replaced him away in a manger, along with a note to anyone who even tries. Merry Christmas, it reads. Please leave this Jesus for everybody to enjoy.
Well, how do you steal baby Jesus out from the front of a church? I mean, it's bad enough in a store, but from a church?
One of a number of questions asked not only by this store owner, but no doubt many other people, too.
It's just crazy that people could steal baby Jesus, and how do you not feel guilty about that?
Hang on a second. She does know it's not really Jesus. Like, that's a model.
Yeah.
It's not
Jesus. Technically, it's a graven image. Follow that sort of thing.
She thinks it's him. She thinks it's him.
It's actually, it's not just their store. Apparently, every Christmas, the baby Jesuses are the most stolen out of anything in the store.
What do you do with a baby Jesus that you've stolen? Because you can't, like, you don't want to put that in your yard. Like, what do you...
There was a big boy around here years ago, right? No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, big boy Jesus.
No. I'm just saying, every year, every single year, somebody would steal the freaking giant statue of Big Boy out from the front of the restaurant.
Did they find it in, like, a college closet the one time?
Building? Or... Yeah, it was in, like, the basement of a dorm. It was just part of the decorations. They found it in the woods the one time. Like, people just randomly stole it all the time. It's just something people do.
King's College alumni, we're looking at you.
I think it was there one of the years,
sure
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just facts.
Yeah, we're not slandering. That's what we heard.
What I would do is I would give the baby Jesus a different look. Do you know what I mean? Like right now he's victim Jesus. What if we gave him like a tough Jesus? You know,
it's
something.
Baby Jesus. It's not victim Jesus.
What did you think? He's getting stolen.
What do you think? He had a teardrop under his eye or something? It's not Lil Wayne.
Hello.
Wait, Kyle, can you do that Lil Wayne impression again?
Enough people have died this year that, this is going to become very handy in the years ahead.
That's sad.
Yeah. I've lost a couple people in my family this year, on top of all of the awesome celebrities that I had to say goodbye to that I looked up to and admired.
Yeah, but now you could attend every funeral.
Yeah. Apparently, virtual funerals is the next big thing. Starting in 2017, different churches and cemeteries will be having virtual funeral services that you can watch from your home. I can't wait until I get the Oculus Rift, and then I can actually be there in virtual reality. Go up to the casket, look at the pasty, statuesque body, and be like, oh yeah, no, it definitely looks real.
Do you think it's like Facebook Live where you can hit the like button? And it all pops up, smiley faces and everything.
Like the sad face with the teardrop coming out of it.
Did you see the video of this? They show an example, and it's weird because you see all these people, and it's almost like a virtual reality. You see just the casket, and they put it really close to it, and there's all these people walking around you. Who do you want to explain in your family? I was too lazy to visit mom on her last day. That's terrible.
You can still say, hey, I was there. I saw her. You know, I still attended. I was there in spirit. The fact that I was at home on my couch not wearing any pants doesn't make it weird at all, yeah, I promise.
I was eating pork rinds while I was watching the funeral.
I'm a kangaroo, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah!
I'm a kangaroo, doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm a kangaroo, doo-doo-doo.
Love this news story. Check out this video at afreakaccident.com as well. A man has been thrust into the limelight after footage escaped online of him punching a kangaroo in the face.
In the face.
Apparently, his name is Greg Tonkins. He is an elephant keeper at a zoo. So
the name of the kangaroo or the person?
That is a good question. That could go either way.
I know.
This guy, though, is an elephant keeper at a zoo, so he knows his way around animals. So when he saw his dog get into involved with a kangaroo, right? A kangaroo apparently attacked his dog, was like holding his dog down. He went out to rescue his dog, and he did so by punching the kangaroo in the face.
Where was this guy when Harambe was around? Because he could have saved him.
He could have saved that kid, and the gorilla. Just elbow drop him from the top of the enclosure.
He should have like a wrestling pay-per-view where he just wrestles kangaroos.
Kangaroos, gorillas, giraffes, any kind of animal you can find.
Have you guys ever wrestled an animal to save your dog or cat or anything like that?
No.
Really?
I haven't had that opportunity.
Oh, I did like karate kick a pit bull once for my dog.
Did you?
Yeah. This guy just let his dogs out, and he had like six pit bulls where I lived. And the one came over, he's like, "Raw!" So I picked my dog up by his neck, by his leash, and just kicked this pit bull, and then we ran. It was tough.
Very effective.
Yeah, it was good.
So you hanged your dog while you kicked the other one.
Listen, I've learned something today, and that is to never attack Kyle at ankle level because you will eat a freaking foot right in your mouth.
That was nuts. I just got done doing P90X. They had like this energy stuff in me, and I was like, "Wah!
Falcon punch!"
Poor dog. Man, good for this guy. You know, listen, people would do crazy things for their pets.
Oh, I would.
Yeah.
I would. Why wouldn't you?
I would try to protect my dog.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really care if it was a person, though. That's just the weird thing.
I just think it's goofy because it's a kangaroo.
Yeah.
And that kangaroo looked jacked.
Yeah.
Well, they look stunned.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's like, what did you just do to me?
Well, that's the thing. He punches it, and you can see in the video, the kangaroo's actually like, what just happened?
Yeah.
I don't like this. And then he takes off running.
Do you think the kangaroo's like, dude, I was just trying to pet your dog.
Yeah. I just wanted to put him in my pouch and hop him back over to you.
Oh, that would have been so adorable. I would have loved that.
Instead, we got a fist fight. And now Pete is mad at this guy because he punched an animal.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but it was to save another animal. Shouldn't you be happy about that?
Or at least be indifferent.
Or shut your mouths. It's a wash.
Mickey?
Is PETA run by women?
That was Mickey.
By the Mickey way, at freakaccident.com.
That was Mickey. Yeah. That was none of us. My God.
Up next, 5 scientific myths your entire worldview rests on. You ready to have your mind blown?
No.
Well, too bad. It's going to happen on a freak accident.
You got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
Science is a beautiful thing.
Sometimes.
I'm a big fan of science.
Oh, because you're smarty pants.
Well, yeah, I went to college for science, so.
Nuclear science.
Yeah. Ugh. Nuclear, not nuclear. Stop saying nuclear.
I'm stuck with saying that. Ever since meeting you, I fixed that, but occasionally it slips right through.
You haven't fixed it. You've never said it right as long as I've known you.
Nuclear.
First time for everything.
Yeah.
Well done.
Boom.
All right. Yeah.
Ow. What the heck was that?
I'm very strong now.
I didn't ask for an atomic bomb into my hand.
Listen, I've got nothing to do with my time, so I just work out constantly. I'm very, very aggressive.
He's one big muscle.
Anyway, this is from cracked.com. 5 scientific facts you learned in kindergarten that are wrong. Yeah, we base our everyday lives off of, or, you know, our basic knowledge of how things work. It comes into play in some of these things, and we're thinking the total wrong things. Like, for instance, what would you say if I said this? Our solar system's planets revolve around the sun. Is that true or false?
True?
You almost are afraid to say false because you don't want to sound stupid, right?
I sound stupid all the time.
Kyle!
Yeah.
All right.
What I was taught in kindergarten, yes.
Okay, that the planets revolve around the sun. That is technically true, but it's actually false. They do not revolve around the sun specifically. Do you know what they revolve around? Because even the sun revolves around something, and it's not the center of the galaxy, even though that also is true.
It revolves around the dad.
Ah, that was... Yeah, that was so bad.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Thank you. Give me the honk. That's enough. That's all you get. The sun actually revolves around the center of the solar system, the true center, called the barycenter. And that is also what all of the planets revolve around as well. Huh. So they're technically revolving around... What it is the sun actually revolves around the center of the solar system as well. It's like a gravity sink. Everything is drawn to that center point in the solar system, but the sun doesn't actually rest there. So the sun is revolving around that as well, even though the planets do take a greater, revolution around the center of the solar system. So the sun is in the middle, but they're not actually revolving around the sun itself.
Huh. That's actually pretty interesting.
It is interesting, isn't it? Yeah. Am I blowing your mind yet?
You just did. I'm done. I'm out.
Okay. What is a desert? Number 2. What is a desert?
Number 2.
Does it have whipped cream on it?
Just going to say the same thing.
What did she say?
Does it have whipped cream on it?
Oh. That's 2 S's. We're talking about the 1 S desert.
It's a place with sand.
Not necessarily true. Not true at all. Not, if I were to ask you this, okay,
Well, Kaya didn't answer.
I don't care what he thinks.
I think I got the right answer.
Yeah. Okay, maybe you do. Okay.
It's just a place that gets a littler rainfall, right?
Littler.
That is correct.
Littler.
Okay, littler. Basically, it depends on definitions, okay? You're arguing semantics, sure, but here's the actual deal. You think of, like, the sand places when you think of desert, right?
Yeah.
Just like you think of, you know, trees when you think of jungle. No, the desert actually has to do with places where there are little to no rainfall. So if I asked you where the biggest desert in the world was, what would you say?
My sex life. Can I say that?
True.
You can't say it because you did.
Yep.
Geez.
The Sahara, the Mojave Desert.
That's probably what I would have guessed is Sahara.
Antarctica.
That makes sense by what you said.
Yeah, again, it's definitions. It's rainfall. And Antarctica gets almost no rainfall at all. Plus, it also hardly ever snows in Antarctica. A lot of the fictional depictions where, like, the snow is always snowing and there's wind whipping around and you can't land a plane there. It's very tough. Not true at all. Like, there's very, very little precipitation, which makes sense. I mean, you see, you know, on the Weather Channel or whatever, the clouds moving around the planet. Nothing ever goes that far south. It just kind of sits in isolation down there at the bottom of the world.
Huh.
Yeah, the ice isn't from snowfall. It's just been built up over thousands of years.
Well, you know, I got a bone to pick with Miss Barho back in kindergarten. If she's still alive,
yeah.
Come on.
All right.
You lied.
Next, when you go, let's say you got in a rocket ship, flew off into space.
Oh, that's
right?
Fun.
When you get to a certain point, stuff starts floating. What is that?
When stuff Why are you looking at me? Why do I have to be the one who answers
Nikki,
first?
Fine, you answer. When you get to the point where things start floating around, you start floating around inside the cockpit of your, you know, situation there, your rocket or whatever. What is that? What's causing the floating?
Anti-gravity.
Okay, she says anti-gravity. Kyle.
Yeah. I'm thinking, I was going to say terminal
yeah,
velocity,
the band yeah is not responsible for the floating. Lazy E.
Moon cheese.
Crooked E.
We're getting better. We're
yeah,
getting
no, better. It won't happen. Moon cheese. Not the correct answer.
Oh.
Well, again, Ms. Barho, thanks.
Yeah. Everybody says it's zero gravity, right? You get up there, you get zero anti-gravity, Mickey said. I don't know if there would be an anti-gravity force.
I don't
sure
think
if
there
that's
is either. Same
accurate.
Thing, no.
Zero gravity, though, is what you're saying. Not true. It's not zero gravity. Because guess what? No matter where you go in the universe, there's gravity. There's always gravity. You're being pulled in one direction or another. That's why, you know, even though you're up above the atmosphere, you know, the moon is still affected by the Earth's gravity. You're not to the moon yet. So it's not anti-gravity. What it is it has to do with the different forces of motion, gravity involved, centripetal force, that sort of thing. Basically, the floating is you're in a constant free fall.
Oh, is this that thing in the planes where they take you up and they will, like, actually, like, take the plane down and then you float all over the place?
To simulate zero G?
Yeah.
So that's accurate, zero G. That is true because there's no G forces acting on you because you can negate it by motion. But it's basically the principle is, like, the orbit of the International Space Station, the orbits of satellites, it's basically falling, but at an angle where it just never touches the ground. And it's able to use the force of acceleration coupled with gravity to just constantly stay in an endless free fall state.
Even that's making me sick.
Think about that. You get up there, it's not that there's no gravity, it's just that you're always falling and you're just never going to touch the ground.
That's
joy.
That's why you can't watch that movie, Crisco. What was it, Interstellar? Was that the one where...
Gravity.
Gravity.
I couldn't watch Gravity, yeah.
Yeah, because that's, for you, terrifying.
Floating away into the space is one of my greatest fears.
How do you get that fear? You have to get a fear of, like, something that could happen to you, right?
Honestly, it came from a drawing. We'll sidetrack for a second. It came from a drawing I saw in a book. It was a science book when I was just a little kid. It was about space, you know, and space exploration and all that stuff. And in the one picture, it was like an artist's rendition of an astronaut just floating out into space. And I thought, how's he going to get down? And, like, ever since I thought about that, like, I considered he's just going to float away forever. And he's never going to – you can't come back because you can't affect that unless you had some kind of propulsion mechanism. So that's just – and then on top of that, there was that scene in Deep Impact when the guy gets blown off the surface of the thing and he just floats away forever. That terrified me for weeks after I saw that movie. And then I saw just the previews of George Clooney floating off into the abyss made me sick to my stomach. I can't deal with that.
Wow, I want to go to space camp with you and just see how that works.
That was just the trolley to get here?
Interestingly, I've always wanted to go to space, but floating away into the void is terrifying to
He'd
me.
Be clinging to the sides of the ship.
No!
Oh my God!
Yeah, I totally want to go. Just make sure I'm strapped to whatever provides the propulsion as firmly as you can get me strapped down.
I always pictured that if you were in space and floating away, that Jamiroquai's Virtual Insanity would just keep playing over and over.
Now, do you believe that magnets are responsible for magnetism?
Listen, have you listened to ICP? It's miracles.
Yeah, that's what causes magnets to work. True.
Yeah.
This article I cracked definitely must make mention of that as well, of course, as it's obligated to.
How can you not? That was the stupidest song of all time. Everybody, look up miracles and get ready for your life to be wasted.
So where does magnetism come from? Does anybody know?
Magneto.
Sure. I mean, that technically is not untrue.
Done.
Like iron inside the the earth there?
Ah, see, he said iron. Everybody thinks iron, right? It's not iron, though. Guess what? Everything is magnetic. Everything.
Including our love, Crisco. Yeah.
Everything is magnetic, but here's the thing. It all depends on heat. As things get hotter, they lose their magnetism.
That doesn't work between us, maybe.
No, it doesn't.
It just gets stronger.
Why?
You and I are drawn together by forces much more powerful than magnetism, though.
Love.
That's right.
The strongest magnet of them all.
Seriously gonna puke.
Yeah. When you cool things down, all sorts of materials are attracted to magnets, even including oxygen and nitrogen. If it gets cold enough, Magneto could, in theory, have absolute power over frogs.
Told you.
Think about it. Flesh and everything. Yeah. Iron just happens to be the element with the strongest magnetic properties at room temperature. That's why you always think iron. But everything is actually magnetic. Because we're all composed of what, class? Atoms. And atoms generate electric charge, which creates electric fields, which is where magnetism
is. You didn't let us answer that question.
Because I knew you weren't going to have the answer. All right, last one. What is life?
Oh, God. Life is a cereal. Next question.
Dang it. He's right. Now, what is life?
I think I saw on the Hitchhiker's Guide or something. It was like 42.
That's the answer.
Oh.
It's the answer to, well, technically that is the answer to life, the universe, and everything. Yeah. But
a great game.
True.
Magazine.
Well, there's your answers, Crisco.
I'm gonna start giving out backhands very very liberally, okay?
What's a backhand?
42.
You want me to want to find out?
Yes, I do.
It is 42, though, because that's the answer to everything. No. There is actually a very very hot debate among scientists as to what constitutes life. There's a huge gray area between alive and not alive. It's difficult to pin down. For instance, viruses, are they alive or not alive?
I would take a guess that they're alive.
You would think that, right? Well, they don't breathe or eat or anything else that's usually an indicator of a living organism. They can exist forever. They don't die because they don't have cells, but they are filled with DNA. The only thing that actually defines a living thing that viruses do is reproduce.
So we're a virus.
We eat. We breathe. We do other things.
If we just isolated that moment, it sounds like you're saying a weird like poem. We eat. We breathe.
If to go back to the beginning of this podcast, if you missed it, go back. But a Westworld, actually, this will make your mind explode watching the show.
Okay.
Because you think about like what is life? Like, is it consciousness? Is it everything that you're saying right now? And it's just, it'll blow your mind. Man,
do you work for that show? You're really pushing hard.
That's so that's the thing. If consciousness defines life, if like you know NASA goes to you know Titan, or whatever, they find a single cell there. That cell technically isn't conscious. So is it life?
Right.
Nobody knows what alive means. That's basically what this comes down to.
Can we go back to the dog real quick? I need a little refresher here. Just get me back. There we go. That's my speed.
This is life right there. That's life.
This is what we need. We need stupid things on this podcast. More stupid things involving movies up next on A Freak Accident.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are A Freak Accident.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
I'll tell you what, man. 2017 is going to be the year for blockbuster movies.
It seems like everywhere I turn, it's like, oh, another trailer came out. Oh, guess what? It's happening this time.
Coming in 2017. Coming in 2017. It's like, 2017's going to have everything in it, bro.
And 2018's going to suck.
It really will. You know what? I noticed this year, maybe part of the reason 2016 sucked so bad, there really weren't a ton of big movies. I mean, there were some.
The Ghostbusters reboot.
Yeah, right. But next year, I mean, there's so many great things coming out and a bunch of trailers for a lot of stuff coming in the first half of the year dropped over the weekend. You can watch all of these at AFreakAccident.com. We're giving our commentary on them right here. The first one, one I'm most excited for.
Oh, my God.
Hooked on a feeling. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Let me tell you,
I never thought Batista the wrestler would be an actor.
Yeah.
My God, is he so great.
He's fantastic in that.
I would argue he's one of the major reasons it did so well.
He was really good in Spectre, too, actually. The James Bond movie?
I didn't see that.
He was in that. He was good in that, too. So, I mean, that's... But Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, the trailer came out. Honestly, I like the first trailer for the second movie even better than I liked the first trailer for the first movie. And I loved that trailer.
It's probably because you already know expectations.
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm excited for this now. Like, really excited.
It looks so amazing. And it looks fun and funny. And Baby Groot is amazing.
Now, do you think that they'll actually... Because in the actual comics, he doesn't stay Baby Groot. Do you think they'll grow him in the movie?
Yeah. Well, maybe... I don't know if he's going to grow throughout the movie. But, I mean, he's definitely going to eventually grow back to full size.
Because I saw a lot of people that were a little... You know, of course, the ultra nerd.
Yeah. They're upset by the fact that he's going to be Baby Groot the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in the trailer, you still see him. Like, he can still shoot out, like, the branches and stuff like that. So he's still, like, and he's still killing people, even though he's, like, microscopic. That's one of the funniest parts of the trailer is when Baby Groot's running and he's like, ah! And the guy's running away from him, like, oh my God!
I would run too. If a tree's coming after me, gone.
Yeah. Well, is this the one that it got, like 85 million views or something like that already?
There's a lot of views.
It's like insane. A record, like, its first day.
I've watched it, like 100 times already, because I just keep watching it and I keep laughing and I'm just like, oh, I need this movie in my life right now.
What, does it come out
May of 2017. Yeah.
My God, it's so soon.
Just remember, don't push this button because that will kill us all immediately. I am Groot. No, not that button. Just looks awesome.
I'm Groot.
I'll tell you what surprised me though, the trailer that shocked me was the trailer for The Mummy.
I didn't even know this was happening.
Yeah. It's a reboot of the classic movie, The Mummy, and also, I guess, a reboot of the Brendan Fraser starring Mummy as well, without The Rock's terrible CGI'd body on top of an awful CGI scorpion.
That was really what started The Rock as being a mega movie star, too.
Imagine that. Yeah,
he's great.
Yeah, but this is The Mummy starring Tom Cruise. It's another remake. The Mummy is a woman this time, and this is the official start of the Universal Monsters cinematic universe. And Mickey's shaking her head. What? You don't like that idea?
Mm-hmm.
They did like The Wolfman Meets Dracula though already back in the day. So this isn't really a foreign concept of all of these monsters existing in the same universe.
No, the Mummy is a woman.
Oh, you don't like that?
Yeah.
Well, if it wasn't a woman, it would be a daddy.
Oh, my God.
I can't do it!
Terrible.
The Mummy. That's what they...
Do we have a rap for
her? You're not funny and nobody likes you.
CM Punk, no one likes your fighting style in UFC. Next question.
I mean, honestly, though, I wasn't really sure what to expect with this movie, but I saw the trailer and I was like... All right, you've piqued my interest.
You've tickled my fancy.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's okay. All right, they're taking a more serious tone with this, and they're kind of trying to... I've read some stuff that they're actually going to try and make it, like, rooted in horror. Like, they're going for, like, a horror edge to it. Which, like, that's what the classic Universal monster movies were.
Right.
It wasn't like a swashbuckling adventure type like the Brendan Fraser Mummy was. They were scary movies. So, yeah, good. Make it scary. I can get into that.
It seems like that's the trend now, to make them darker.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the films are doing the Marvel films.
Gritty. DC, too.
Yeah, and in fact, so much so that some of them are taking it back a step.
Right, yeah.
But The Mummy's like, no, we're going all the way.
Yeah, this is the first movie in a cinematic universe that we thought was going to include Dracula Untold. Now it's not. I kind of liked that movie. I know a lot of other people didn't. It was critically panned, but I liked it. But now it's like, yeah, they're going to do this one, then they're doing, like, Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon, Invisible Man, like all this other stuff, all the classic Universal, where they're going to reboot all of them, and they're all going to be in a shared universe, and then there's going to be an Avengers-style team-up movie at some point. I don't know how that's going to work exactly, but that's what they're going for.
Oh, God,
that's what they're going for.
Don't do that. You know what trailer I was actually surprised I was that interested me? It was the Transformers one.
Are you kidding me? You liked this?
I wouldn't say I liked it, but... Other than the other ones that I saw prior to that, the last couple that sucked, it at least got me interested. What made me sad, though? Optimus.
Yeah.
Why does he have to go bad?
because they're out of ideas and they need to do something to make this one interesting.
They have to kill Bumblebee.
Also, King Arthur is going to be in this one.
What?
Why? Yeah. Wait, no, now I don't like it. What?
You know, King Arthur's going to be in this one.
Why?
Why not?
Because it's Michael Bay and he hates my childhood. Because we've said this before.
Michael Bay's done, he's gotten bored with ruining Lazy East childhood, so now he's going to ruin the childhood of English children everywhere by crapping on one of the famous Arthurian legends of old.
Yeah, I...
Why must you go after our foreign allies, Michael Bay? Why must you do this?
Now, who is the female character and it's going to be like the lead role? Is it going to be somebody annoying again? Like
Megan Fox?
Yeah.
God, I hope not. Yeah. No, it doesn't look like her. Mark Wahlberg's back.
Well, I mean, at least we have something good to look at.
Yeah.
He's hot. I don't care.
Fair enough.
What, are you going to argue that?
I'm not looking forward to this movie at all.
You think his Funky Bunch will be in it?
The last movie sucked. The third movie sucked. The second movie sucked.
I don't remember
this one's
the last
gonna suck.
I don't remember the last one that was good.
You couldn't tell me. You couldn't show me a scene and be like, which movie is this from? I'd be like, ah, I don't know.
They're all the same. It's just blowing stuff up.
First one was enjoyable. I maintain that the first one was enjoyable. Everyone after that has been awful.
I didn't see anyone after the second one I saw, and then afterwards that made me quit.
Yep.
And I probably won't see this one either.
Something to get excited about, though.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
It's actually happening.
Yeah, I know. We're just like, what, a week or two out from Rogue One?
I cannot wait for
Star Wars Story? Very excited about that. We'll have a full review of it here on A Freak Accident once it does come out. Also, some news. Daisy Ridley said that apparently we already know who Rey's parents are in the Star Wars episodic movies. Because everybody's been wondering, who's Rey's parents, right?
Zool.
She has said that she thinks it was made obvious in Episode 7.
Darth Vader.
Her father?
Wait. Or is it Han? So I don't remember.
I thought it was Han and
it was
Leia.
Han. Yeah.
No, I thought it was pretty obvious that it was Luke.
Oh, yeah, because they hand the thing and then she's all upset and he just looks homeless.
The family lightsaber calls to her. She's very force sensitive. There's a lot of visual cues there that harken back to Luke's journey toward Jedi-dom.
Jedi-dom.
Shut up.
Jedi-dom.
Just go with it. Yep. So, I don't know. She says it's obvious. A lot of people would beg to differ. I don't. I kind of always figured it was Luke. But.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the ending, he's handing her the thing. Why did she know where that was?
Yeah.
She found it. I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
Yep.
How does it end? They, like, find him on a glacier or something? And
he's on a planet. He's hiding out.
Is that what he's doing? He's a great father.
He doesn't I love Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
I love Mark Hamill, and how do I get an acting job like that? He's in the movie for 3 seconds. He turns around, looks super serious, and probably made like $12 billion. Just doing that.
But he looks like he ate beans out of a can for like a week.
Still, something to look forward to. Episode 8's next year, but Rogue One is out, next week? I think? Oh, man, cannot wait to see that. Up next, Twitter asks how 2016 can redeem itself. It can't, but we'll see people try.
All right.
A freak accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
We are never, ever, ever getting rid of Twitter.
But they'll get rid of their employees pretty fast.
Yeah. They have some stock problems from what I understand.
Just a smidge.
Yeah. But in any case, Twitter's a good place to go to get a lot of instant reactions from people.
Yeah, I love it because it makes it very concise.
Finding hashtags to follow can lead to some interesting conversations like this one. Hashtag, how can 2016 redeem itself? Let's face it, 2016 has sucked.
A lot.
We could really look backward now that we're only a couple weeks out from the end of the year here and say that it was an awful, awful year. You disagree, Mickey?
My year was fine.
She's still like snarky about here's it. Mine is great.
No, here's the thing. When you do nothing, then nothing happens, and therefore nothing bad can happen.
I'm okay with that.
Good strategy, actually. I like that. Yeah. I think I'm going to adopt it for myself. I'm going to keep this train of unemployment rolling for as long as possible.
Did anybody, when she said that, it just reminded you of like somebody in Starbucks, like, I'll have a double latte,
And my 2016 was fantastic.
Well, she does work in a coffee shop.
Oh, my God. You are that person.
I am that person.
Oh, God.
So anyway, this is what some people said about how 2016 can redeem itself. Any second now, the director yells cut and 2016 wins Best Picture because there's no beating all this drama.
Oh.
That's kind of true. This person says, Electoral College, looking at you.
Oh. Ooh, political slant. Kyle, did you make the list?
Let's see. We all wake up and realize it was just one long, terrible nightmare.
I'm pulling for that one.
Yeah. Maybe Kyle comes to the realization that consciousness is all not consciousness, like we were talking about off mic.
Oh, God.
In which case, I'm blaming you for all the bad crap that happened, but you can take us back and fix all of it.
Inception.
Somebody figures out how to resurrect Prince, Bowie, Alan Rickman, and somebody also figures out how to make Bernie Sanders president.
I forgot Alan Rickman was gone. This is terrible.
Yes.
You're ruining Kyle's life right now. He just remembered 2016.
If Tupac finally reveals that he never really died.
We know that's true.
David Bowie returns in a spaceship and takes us all home.
Very David Bowie-centric.
Yeah. A lot of people miss David Bowie. I miss David Bowie.
I don't know if I really miss him. I miss because of what he did, but what did he do after, like, in that more recent time?
I like this guy says, if 2016 lets me win the lottery, I'd let bygones be bygones.
I'll agree with that.
2016 rips off its mask, revealing it's actually 2011, and the real 2016 is in the trunk of the car. We're going to Vegas! Let's see. Giant meteor. Yeah. I endorse that.
No.
Sudden bus. I'd take that, too. That would make 2016 a lot better for
sudden
me, anyway.
Sudden bus. Like, is that what happens when you get hit by a bus? It just goes, sudden bus.
This person says, Bernie Sanders finds a magic lamp.
Whoa.
For three wishes. Someone comes up with time travel and gives us the ability to go to 2020. But no, not after an election. I'm not going right to another election. Are you crazy? I'll take the next 4 years of just dealing with one insane idiot rather than worrying about what the next insane idiot's going
to
be.
Okay. I'm about to blow your mind for a second. And that person who tweeted that. If we got a time machine in 2016 to bring us to 2020, wouldn't that mean 2016 awesome?
Oh.
What happened? Yeah, I see those juices from your brain because I just blew down your ear.
Yeah, that would make 2016. All right, it would still suck, though.
What would we say we would like to see happen to make 2016 better? Is there anything we can come up with?
It could end.
Yeah.
That's all I got. I mean, it was just a horrible year.
I don't know. If I win one of those Powerball jackpots, I'm not going to have any problems with 2016 ever, like that person said. Mickey, what?
I had no problem.
Some kind of apocalypse, just put us all out of our misery. I'd be okay with that. Whether it's meteor, super volcano, alien invasion, zombie thing.
What if you got casted in the new Star Wars movie?
As who?
Oh, anybody. Who cares? You could be an Ewok. That would be great.
I don't want to be an extra, somebody just standing around in the background.
But then what if you were in the band, the cantina band?
Oh, that I can dig.
That would be great.
I don't know if it erases all the crap this year is procured, though.
If you get to play, hey, can you play another song? You want to hear that? The same song we played? All right.
Listener, if you've got an idea for something that would make this year better, we'd love to hear it. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Send us your ideas. What would improve 2016? What would cause 2016 to redeem itself?
Yeah.
Well, we did end up on a radio station, which is cool.
Yeah.
And this podcast happened. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, though. Jury might still be out on that.
Oh, don't ask Mickey.
Yeah, a freak accident happened in 2016. There's no redeeming this year.
No. Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
Let us introduce the football segment the way we always do.
Yes.
I love how
Kyle's giving us explosions and fireworks and... Yeah.
And Mickey's like, just
there, there is no power button in my ear.
I was poking her in the head, trying to get her to work, and it's not, it wasn't happening.
If you hit her hard enough, she'll just be like,
So, y'all had a good weekend in football.
I was in Cincinnati to watch it.
Yeah, you saw them crush the Eagles.
It was, you know what, I didn't know it until after the game, because when you're just up there, you just see plays happening. You don't quite get the details, but afterwards we found, you know that guy Vontaze Burfict that everybody claims is a thug and he's not worth it to be in the NFL?
Yeah.
Well, I'll take a thug on my team if he gets 15 tackles and 2 interceptions.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
He had a pretty good game.
And if anything we're going to learn from not having A.J. Green on the team is that Andy Dalton's learning to throw it to other targets.
Yeah.
That could help out long term.
Hey, man, do you have, like, what, 3 other receivers out there?
Oh, we have 2 running backs. I mean,
yeah.
We have a solid team. It's just, you know, every team does get a bad year. I mean, 5 years in the playoffs, I'll take 1 off as long as it doesn't continue. Oh, just side note, Browns still lost.
Yeah, that's for me. I mean, I said the Viking season has been over since week 7.
Yeah.
I've been saying it. That trend is continuing, and it will not go away. Now Harrison Smith is out with an ankle injury, so...
You know,
the defense takes another hit, and
your coach wasn't even there.
Yeah, no,
he got injured. Yeah. Who would have thought?
Everybody's hurt, literally everybody. Adrian Peterson is talking about possibly coming back, but it was funny. They interviewed him in the locker room. And they said, "Would you come back? Like, if the team loses the next 2 games, and you know, there's no possibility if you get into the playoffs?" He goes, "Oh no."
Well, why would he risk himself?
Yeah, why would you risk getting injured again if there's no chance you're getting into the playoffs? I mean, but they're not going to get into the playoffs. The season's over. So at this point, I am becoming a Browns fan, and I am rooting for the Browns to continue to lose for the rest of the season because I want to see them go with no wins. That's my thing for the rest of the year. The Vikings will not win another game this season. I don't want the Browns to win another game this season. I want to see another winless season in my lifetime.
It could happen. It could happen.
It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Wait until later when we talk about our next game.
Yeah, we dropped to the Cowboys. That was...
at least you lost to a team that's good. The Cowboys are very good right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're not a joke.
Yeah. No, they're not. They're very, very good this year. So are the Raiders. Tell you what, I never would have thought going into this season that the Raiders would have a better record than the Vikings, but, well, that happened.
Yep. I need to find a different team to root for.
You like rooting for bad teams?
I do.
Root for the Browns, then.
I'm going to have to.
They don't get worse than that.
Because then I don't have to care.
That's what I'm... Oh. Jeez. God, you're depressing.
You did pick that team.
Because I thought they were a crappy team.
They were.
I know. What happened?
Start liking the Vikings because she liked the Raiders and they got really good. Start liking the Vikings.
Please. Like the Bengals.
Vikings. Vikings. There's steak dinners forever in it for you.
What, when you get a job?
Yeah.
Oh, ouch.
I'll go get a job to get you a steak dinner if you make my team win, okay?
So, Kyle.
Burn.
Steelers won.
I saw the Steelers game. I watched it, right? I can't remember anything about it. Just people I remember people high-fiving around me, so I guess it went well.
They won.
Yeah.
They won.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Solid win over the Giants, who aren't that good. So.
They're not that good, but they're not the worst team to be beating. I mean, you do have to try to beat the Giants. So.
Yeah.
You know, they're that middle ground team right now.
Yeah.
So you can't count them out always, because Odell Beckham, when he shows up, he shows up. I mean, he's ridiculous.
I'm actually disappointed right now because I did watch this game and I was like, I'm studying this and I'm going to blow them away when we do this podcast. And I got nothing. Nope. Just high fives. Yeah, we did good.
Game had a lot of high fives. It was great.
Who do we have next week?
Well, this is what I was talking about before. We have the Browns.
Ah, okay.
You know where I'm going with this.
Steelers have the Bills or at the Bills. Vikings are at Jaguars. We'll somehow lose that game. And Mickey, the Raiders are at the Chiefs. Are we all away this week?
We were all home last week.
We were, yeah. Weird.
How about that?
All right, you ready to prognosticate?
Let's prognosticate.
It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication.
Yeah.
It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication.
Yeah.
All right, so you would be thinking that I would go pessimistic and say the Bengals will lose to the Browns. That would be the easy way out.
Sure.
But it's not going to happen that way.
You see, the Bengals have been notorious the past couple years, including this one, of getting tie games. That's what's going to happen. The Browns and the Bengals are going to tie. So the Browns will end their season 0-15-1.
Prognostication!
That's funny. So close, but so far away. Kyle, you got one?
Oh, we got the Steelers at the Buffalo Bills, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to start out, everything's going to be like, ugh. I'm going to tell my prognostication emotions. Be like, ugh. And then all of a sudden, high fives everywhere. Steelers take it.
Okay.
Prognostication!
Nikki, you got something?
No, I got nothing.
Not even high fives? Yeah, right here. Up high. Come on.
Who are the Raiders playing? Didn't even finish that.
Yes, I did. I told you who they're playing. You weren't paying attention. The Chiefs.
Oh, the Chiefs.
That's going to be a good game.
It is going to be a good game.
The division depends on it.
Yep.
Not going to watch it.
Oh, well, there's your prognostication.
I prognosticate Mickey will watch the game.
Prognostication!
That is an implausible prognostication.
Don't even do that
if there ever was one.
God.
Let me think here. I really don't have one. Other than the... Okay, I'm going to say Adrian Peterson is going to start against the Jaguars on Sunday. And he will be injured on the first play. His leg will just explode out of underneath him.
Oh, jeez.
And then the Jaguars will go on to embarrass the Vikings by keeping the Vikings scoreless.
Ooh.
And that was a freak accident and plausible prognostication.
Thank you so much for taking the time on the Echo.
Ooh.
Oh, the Echo's still going. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us today on WRKC or online at freakaccident.com. Don't forget, we're also on iTunes. We're on Google Play Music, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, anywhere podcasts are downloaded. FreakAccident.com, click on podcast. We've got an archive of every episode we've done, so you can get caught up if you're new to the show. You can email us, freaks@freakaccident.com, if you'd like to get in touch with us. Don't forget to follow us on social media at the website. Click connect on the menu bar, and you'll find links to everything everywhere.
Whoa!
Come interact with us all week long. We'll be back again next week with another brand new episode for A Freak Accident. My name is Crisco.
I guess I'm Crooked E now.
Kyle Mack.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you...
Some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.